Chapter 8, Dealing with Negative Thoughts and Emotions. In our definition of the mind, we say it is responsible for processing feelings and emotions. This refers more particularly to different degrees of affection, disaffection, and passion. You can be more or less affectionate towards someone or something. So there can be affection or disaffection. You can also be passionate for or against. These are all products of the mind. Don't manufacture worry and pain. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The part of this I want you to observe is where he says, Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The expression, Neither be ye sorry, isn't properly rendered in the King James Version. In the Hebrew text, the word translated sorry is atzab, and it means to carve, fabricate, or fashion worry, pain, anger, displeasure, grief, hurt. So Nehemiah was telling Israel, in essence, don't process, fabricate, or manufacture these negative feelings and emotions of worry, pain, anger, displeasure, grief, or hurt, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah had a focus here. He was looking at them being strong and not weak, successful and not failing, prosperous and not lacking. So he told them not to manufacture worry or pain, because those things will bring them down and destroy them. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and God wants you to be strong in the strength He's made available to you. Otherwise, He can't use you. Remember what He said to Joshua, Be strong and very courageous. Joshua chapter 1, verse 7. And now Nehemiah tells us that strength is in the joy of the Lord. This is why if Satan wants you to displease God, he'll go after your joy. He'll try to stop you from being joyful and cause you to blame everybody around you for your bad feelings and emotions. If he succeeds, you will find that you are constantly angry and upset because someone somewhere is always offending you, hurting you, or annoying you. Then you develop an attitude. But what's really happening is that you are becoming weaker spiritually because you've allowed Satan to steal the joy of the Lord that should have been your strength. If the Lord says, don't create, fabricate, process, or manufacture pain, displeasure, grief, and worry, he's letting you know that unless you reproduce or process them in your mind, they have no influence or power over you. God said to Joshua, I am with you wherever you go. I will not fail nor forsake you. As I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. And no man shall be able to stand against you all the days of your life. But this one thing I require of you, be strong and very courageous. Joshua chapter 1 verses 5 to 7. Like Joshua, the Lord is asking you to be strong and very courageous. But how are you going to be strong? This strength comes from the joy of the Lord. And that joy is expressed in singing, laughter, dancing, words of praise, and the loving harmony you have with your brothers and sisters in the Lord, as you speak positive, uplifting, and encouraging words to them. Refuse to dwell on pain, displeasure, worry, and all such negative feelings and emotions. Don't set your mind on failure. Don't set your mind on failure or on those who are trying to make trouble with you. Don't set your mind on their negative, hurtful, or hateful words. You are born of God and you have His nature. You've been created in His image, so think and act like Him. You are a child of God, a manifester of His righteousness. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. A revealer of His light and a dispenser of His goodness. So don't give vent to any negative thing. Don't let Satan's character show itself through you. There may be someone you've declared persona non grata and decided to never talk to again because of something wrong they did to you. But such an attitude is contrary to God's nature. In our kingdom, we don't make enemies. They may declare us their enemies, but we only make friends. The Bible says, God commandeth his love towards us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Be Christ-like in your attitude. Don't wait for the offender to apologize before you forgive and talk to him again. Act like God instead, who extends his love to sinners even when they don't recognize him. Extend your love, attention, and care to others, even if they despise and disrespect you. Give vent to the righteousness of God in your spirit, and you will always be happy. Respond spiritually, not emotionally. People around you may be responding negatively emotionally, but you've got to learn to respond from your spirit. God wants his word in your spirit, and to control your mind as well. That's why Paul tells us by the Spirit, be renewed in the spirit or character of your mind. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. We've learned from Romans chapter 12, verse 2, how to transform our lives with our minds. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. As a young Christian, this was one of the first verses I was taught and I memorized growing up in church. It says it's your responsibility to renew your mind. Also notice that it doesn't just stop at telling you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It goes further to let you know that in renewing your mind, you will prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Read this scripture slowly to yourself and meditate on it. It's God's word, and it's designed to produce results in your life. Let only the best in you come forth. If you ever surprise yourself by expressing any negative emotion or attitude, repent and correct yourself quickly. Say, Father, I didn't know I could get impatient like this. From today, I reject impatience in Jesus' name. If instead of responding in love, you find yourself responding with hatred, anger, or bitterness, you say, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I reject this. It will not have power over me. Don't let anything or anyone produce the worst in you. Don't find yourself manifesting such ungodly attributes. Refuse to let your life be a vent for satanic expressions. That's why I like that song that says, Satan has no authority here in this place. He has no authority here, for this habitation was fashioned for the Lord's presence. No authority here. This is one of those songs that you sing and they help your life go in the right direction. You are the Lord's habitation, fashioned for his presence. Therefore, Satan has no authority in any part of your life. If you ever notice anger trying to boil over in you, you say, no, I'm full of love. Then you address the anger. Anger, you have no authority in my heart, for I'm the Lord's habitation, fashioned for his presence. When you do that, the love of God will well up and fill your heart. Glory to God.